From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Claire Strimple with a local news update. Across Alaska, just one candidate, Kieran Brown of Fairbanks, is not expected to advance after Tuesday's primary elections for legislature. The new system allows the top four primary candidates to move on, and nearly all races had four or fewer candidates. That means all of Southeast Alaska's primary candidates will advance to the ranked choice general election. But the primary results do give an early preview of how voters are feeling about the candidates. In Juneau, Democratic Representative Sarah Hannon took 83% of the vote in the House District 4 primary, compared to 17% for challenger Daryl Harmon. Democratic State Senator Jesse Keel is running unopposed for Senate seat B. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman has a big lead over Petersburg Republican Mike Sheldon in the primary race for Senate seat A, with just a few precincts left to be counted. Stedman received nearly 68% of the votes to Sheldon's 32%. In House District 1 race, which includes Ketchikan and Wrangell, incumbent independent Dan Ortez took 51% of the vote. Republican Jeremy Bynum had 45% and nonpartisan Siobhan Maggot got just 4% after ending her campaign and endorsing Bynum. For House District 2, which includes Petersburg, Sitka, and most of Prince of Wales Island, independent Rebecca Himshut of Sitka got 54% of the vote, with Republican Kenny Carl Skaffelstad bringing in 46%. The House District 2 seat was long held by Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who announced earlier this year he won't seek a sixth term. The primary election results won't be certified until early next month. Most Alaska voters tried out ranked choice voting for the very first time this week. At several polling places in Juneau, everyone seemed to be getting the hang of it, thanks to some helpful volunteers. KTOO's Jennifer Pemberton has this story.
2 years after Alaskans voted on a new way to do elections, ranked choice voting is finally here.
I don't understand why people think it's so complicated, honestly.
Juneau resident Portland Hybaugh just cast her ballot at Elizabeth Paratovich Hall. She works for the Alaska Municipal League, which supports local governments around the state, so she says she was really well informed about the new process. Poll workers across the city say they feel prepared to help voters navigate the two-sided ballot. At the Mendenhall Valley Library, volunteer Vivian Bearden says it isn't the ranked choice side of the ballot that's giving people trouble. It's the pick one primary.
Mainly the reason is the Don Young vacancy is confusing. So there's a long list on the front side also of candidates, and I've never seen a ballot with that many candidates.
Right.
Okay.
There are 22 candidates on the ballot for U.S. Representative and 19 for Senator. Volunteer Joe Sheppy is helping people feed their ballots into the voting machine.
I feel like I'm controlling, but it's got to be level. It can't be stuck all the way at the bottom. This piece on the top has to be up so the machine doesn't try to eat it.
The machines are programmed to read both sides of the ballot.
You stick it in there, and we're going to hold this up.
Oh,
okay, so it's eating it. All right, I'll take this back, and this tells you that your ballot is successfully cast.
Successfully cast.
And if you'd like an I voted sticker, you can have it.
And if it gets rejected, the machine will tell you which side of the ballot has the problem. Sheppy says the most common rejection is when people only vote for one candidate on the ranked choice ballot. It's a valid way to vote, but she still has to ask people if they're sure they don't want to rank the rest before the ballot can be accepted. People are making mistakes, though, like picking a first choice but skipping second and third and then filling in a fourth.
It has to come back because that's improper. And so we return it, they rip it, bring it back to the ballot section, give in the destroyed ballot, and get a new one so that they can redo it.
Those go in a special locked tote and have to be tallied by hand. Preliminary results from the election are available, but it will be at least 2 more weeks until all the ballots are counted and official results come out. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
Thank you for voting.
A family dog was killed while defending its owners from a pack of wolves at a Metlakatla beach this weekend. The dog's owner says the event was not only terrifying, but proof that local packs are getting bolder. KRBD's Reagan Miller reports.
Something didn't feel right when Brittany Hayward and her teenage daughter arrived at Moss Point.
You know, I had asked my daughter, you know, where are the birds? Why are there no birds? There's no noise. And, you know, she kind of joked and was like, oh, the Kushikaw's watching us. And I was like, no, you know, something doesn't feel right. I feel like we're being watched.
Hayward had three dogs with her on the beach. That included Roscoe, a Ridgeback Mastiff mix, Smokey, a German Shepherd Husky mix, and Cardi B, a Jack Russell mixed with Husky and Pitbull.
Our dogs were on high alert as soon as they got down there. They kept looking and you know, pointing and looking off to the bushes, and they were just really uneasy.
Hayward says she couldn't see much of anything from where she stood. She was behind mounds of sand and rock that form on the beach at low tide. Smokey was watching over them, standing on one of the mounds. She remembers telling her daughter she felt like a sitting duck. When Hayward turned around, she saw Smokey chasing after a wolf.
And I start screaming, just screaming for my dog to come back. And in the matter of minutes, felt like minutes, this wolf was luring him, and they were chasing each other. He was chasing the wolf away.
Hayward says she scooped up Cardi B. She kept screaming and standing her ground, just as state wildlife officials advise.
I can't see where these other wolves are. We're behind the wolves.
But her screams didn't faze the wolf. Instead, she says the animal simply cocked its head and stepped toward her. That's when Smokey and Roscoe broke loose.
And Roscoe took off after the wolf, and Roscoe got hold of the wolf, and they tumbled into the rocks. And when they started fighting, two more came out of the woods and started attacking him, and another one came from the point.
Hayward says Smokey came back, and she managed to get him leashed. She told her daughter to take him and run to the car. Hayward had hoped that the car's horn might scare the pack away.
And she was like, I can't leave you, and I just had to scream at her, run.
But Roscoe kept fighting. With Cardi B still in her arms, Hayward, still screaming, watched as Roscoe tumbled with the wolves. He pinned one down in the rocks. That's when Hayward took off. She drove her car down to the beach honking, both trying to scare the pack and call for help. But she says the wolves didn't seem to care. She got out of the car to go get help, but something had already changed on the beach.
It went completely silent. I couldn't hear them.
Hayward's husband, police officers, and other Metlakatla residents tried to look for Roscoe. But the wolves kept guarding the beach, howling late into the night. Searchers combed the area until about 1 a.m. the following morning. A fish and wildlife officer found Roscoe's remains and brought him home. Hayward says he fought hard defending his family. She says that Roscoe died of a puncture wound to his stomach. This wasn't Hayward's first encounter with wolves. Smokey chased him away during a recent family camping trip, and Hayward thinks something needs to be done.
I think that they need to be thinned out. I think that the fact that they were not scared of me is pretty dangerous.
Officials in Metlakatla issued a notice to residents on Monday warning them that wolves had been spotted in the Moss Point and Point Davison areas. Hayward says it's important to stay vigilant when out and about.
I think that people just need to trust your instinct and don't talk yourself out of that feeling. If you feel like you're being watched, this is still Alaska and you probably are being stalked, absolutely.
Hayward says beachgoers should also carry bear spray or some other kind of weapon, just in case. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.
The state reported 88 cases of COVID-19 in Juneau last week among residents and visitors to town. That's a slight increase over the previous week. The count doesn't include positive results from home tests. There were more than 2,000 cases reported across the state. That includes more than 650 non-resident cases. Almost half of those were identified on vessels at sea or related to tourism. Statewide, 86 people with COVID-19 are in the hospital. 10 are on ventilators. COVID-19 vaccinations are now available for anyone 6 months old and older. Juneau Public Health offers vaccine clinics on Wednesdays and Fridays. In Juneau, call 907-586-6000 or go to juneau.org/vaccine to make an appointment. School is back in session in Juneau, and the Juneau Police Department would like to remind everyone to pay close attention to the extra roadway traffic. School buses, pedestrians, and kids driving to school can increase commute times for everyone. Make sure to give yourself some extra time to get to your destination. Kids walking or biking to school are highly vulnerable. Please slow down and give extra care to those trying to get to school safely. Please pay close attention to any school bus that has their red lights flashing. This means they're stopping to pick up or drop off a child. School zone lights will be on for about 1/2 hour before and after school. The speed limit in a school zone when lights are flashing is 15 miles per hour. It's raining in Juneau, but showers should give way to clouds tomorrow and Friday. Sunny weather is predicted over the weekend. You're listening to KTOO.